Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greeting, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. As we start the 19th chapter of Acts, I want to remind you of something. At the end of the 18th chapter, near the end, Priscilla and Aquila meet Apollos the Alexandrian Jew, who is teaching, but according to verse 25, he only knows the baptism of John. To help us understand what the significance of only knowing the baptism of John is, the scripture gives us the 19th chapter in which Paul ends up in Ephesus and deals with the same issue. So let's read it from verse 1. And it happened, while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied." Now the men were about 12 in all. It's really, to me, most important what rarely gets asked in Acts 19, because this chapter's become contentious. It's a source for some to argue that you got to be baptized in the name of Jesus. It's a source for some to argue that you've got to be baptized. It's a source for some to argue that you've got to speak in tongues. It's a source for some to argue that you're saved and then baptism with the Holy Ghost is later. I can pick out 4, 5, or 6 theological arguments that try to swing one way or the other based on the 19th chapter of Acts. What is rarely talked about, but to me is the main point of this, is what in the world does Paul ask them for in the first place? Why does he say in verse 2, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" The Old King James says, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" But it's actually right in the New King James. The translation is closer to correct. "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" Why does he ask this? I don't think this has anything to do with tongues. I don't think this has anything to do with the gifts of the Spirit. I believe Paul asks because he sees a group of disciples who are not walking as people led of the Spirit. And he wants to know why they're not walking as if they're led of the Spirit. I think he would ask the same question today to many Christians who have come into the faith by grace and then have continued in their Christianity by going back to the law, by some performance standard. And maybe Paul would say to us, "Didn't you guys receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Don't you all?" Perhaps there was an argument in Ephesus about how people were supposed to live. Perhaps they were fighting about moral codes and what people needed to be taught. And Paul raises his hand and said, "Didn't you receive the Holy Spirit?" I've asked this from platforms all over the world to people. Listen, grace people, because you got grace people that are always excited about grace and being free, and I'm the most excited in the duck in the pond. But my question has more frequently become, listen, didn't you people receive the Holy Spirit? Why are we struggling with whether this is right or that is right or how to answer this or what to do? You have the identity of the Spirit. I think Paul sees a people in Ephesus that he does not see the manifestation of them walking in the Spirit. So he asks them, "Did you receive the Spirit?" And they say, "We don't know what you're talking about." To which Paul is stunned and says, "Well, how did you get baptized?" They said, "John." And Paul knows immediately what he's dealing with. We're going to talk about what he's dealing with and the implications of it tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.